Welcome to Words and Music. I'm your host, Dave Mattaloni, and for the next hour, we'll share songs of protest and resistance, all sung by women. And we'll begin by jumping on Eliza Gilkison's Runaway Train.
Tons of hurtling steel, screaming round the curve, nobody at the wheel. Everyone said don't pay it any mind, there's a pot of gold waiting at the end of the line. Just move with the eye of the hurricane, we'll never get off of this runaway train. Nobody cared when they piled on board and the door snapped shut and the engines roared. They pushed to the front, they fell to the back, buying and selling every inch of the track.
Nobody cared when they piled on board and the door snapped shut and the engines roared. They pushed to the front. Some fell to the back, buying and selling every inch of the track. Deep in the engine's fire, in the hole, dark-skinned workers shoveling coal. All singing their sad refrain, "We'll never get off of this runaway train."
Man, I got a right to talk about what I see. way too much is going wrong right in front of me. You can't rule me. You can't rule me. You can't take my money and try to rule me too. You can't rule me. You can't rule me. You can't take my money and try to rule me too.
Worker free, and I'll never shoot that union out of me.
They'll never
opened this episode, locked in Eliza Gilkison's runaway train, hurtling toward oblivion. Lucinda Williams followed with her defiant, "You Can't Rule Me." And we just heard Hazel Dickens maintaining that female fierceness with "They'll Never Keep Us Down" from 1976. And that one made the soundtrack of Barbara Kopple's award-winning documentary, Harlan County, USA. Next up, we have an outfit that walks the walk, Pussy Riot. They're a Russian feminist protest collaborative that very publicly opposes Vladimir Putin's regime. And their activism has led to a bunch of arrests and prison time for its members. And they're not just anti-Putin. Their next missive is entitled sarcastically, "Make America Great Again."
What do you want your world to look like? What do you want it to be? Do you know that the wall has two sides and nobody is free? Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from Palestine? Sneaking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines. Let other people in, listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Let other people in, listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Could you imagine a politician calling a woman a dog? Do you wanna stay in the kitchen? Is that where you belong? How do you picture the perfect leader? How do you want him to be? Has he promoted the use of torture and killing families? Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from Palestine? Sneaking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines. Let other people in, listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Let other people in, listen to your women. Stop killing black children.
WXOJ is supported by the People's Music Network for Songs of Freedom and Struggle. PMN is a national network of people who use music, dance, storytelling, and poetry to promote progressive ideas and transform ourselves and our communities through music to bring about a better world. Find out more at www.peoplesmusic.org.
Sleep. sign your name on the dotted line.
Don't wanna be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new mania. Can you hear the sound of hysteria? The subliminal mind, America. Welcome to a new kind of tension, all across the alien nation, where everything isn't meant to be okay. Television dreams of tomorrow. We're not the ones meant to follow, for that's enough to argue. Well, maybe I'm the prideful America. I'm not a part of a redneck agenda. Now everybody do the propaganda. Sing along to the age of paranoia. Welcome to a new kind of tension, all across the alien nation, where everything isn't meant to be okay. Television dreams of tomorrow. We're not the ones meant to follow, for that's enough to argue. One nation controlled by the media. Information age of hysteria. Calling out to idiot America.
Jada Facer with a cover of Green Day's American Idiot. Janelle Monáe proceeded with her song entitled Americans, where she sings, die in church, live in jail, say her name twice in hell. And that refers to the mass shooting at a church in Charleston, South Carolina, by a white supremacist neo-Nazi who I will not name. And Pussy Riot got things rolling. Here's St. Vincent documenting these violent times.
Discovered in an embrace. For
almost lost you in these violent times. I forgot people could be so kind in these violent times. Dollar signs, almost lost at chasing dollar signs. Know the cost, but I forgot the price of buying my life. I must have been dreaming. I fell down a well, waking up in hell. Here's a little promotion of Civil Politics.
In our polarizing political climate, it's become difficult to find shows willing to discuss, much less listen to, different points of view.
Our job is to talk about things we hope you'll find interesting without all the shouting.
To disagree without being disagreeable. To provide incisive, factual commentary that cuts through the weekly spin cycle and aims to enlighten, not enrage, our listeners.
So join us for Civil Politics every Friday evening at 6 p.m. on Valley Free Radio or anytime at civilpoliticsradio.com.
This is Valley Post Radio. I'm Isha Williams. More information about these and other articles is at valleypost.org. On November 13th in Amherst, about 300 people marched. They were calling for jobs with justice. Ari Jewell was one of the workers at the march. He told the Valley Post that, quote, UMass Amherst Chancellor Javier Reyes is directing the university's bargaining team. We want him to settle the contract so the professional staff unions, 1,600 members in Amherst, can get cost of living adjustments to meet rising inflation, unquote. Reyes makes $750,000 a year. He lives rent-free in a taxpayer-subsidized mansion on campus. In other news from the Valley, Planned Parenthood has a health center in Brattleboro. On November 12th, a Vermont-based spokeswoman for Planned Parenthood, Jessica Barquist, told the Valley Post her reaction to an article in that day's New York Times headlined, "Most women can still get abortion pills. That may soon change." Barquist told the Valley Post, quote, "Vermonters overwhelmingly support access to abortion, with 77% of voters voting in favor of the 2022 constitutional amendment that enshrined reproductive liberty in our state's constitution," unquote. This has been Valley Post Radio. I'm Isha Williams. More information about these and other articles is at valleypost.org.
And you are listening to WXOJLP 103.3 Valley Free Radio in Northampton. And we just finished our fall fun drive. But if you missed it, you can still contribute by going to valleyfreeradio.org/donate. And that'll help us keep going into our 21st year on the air. And just a reminder that we are one of the very few all-volunteer community stations out there, and we always need your support. And before the station ID, we heard Violent Times by St. Vincent. And we're going to have launch our second half with a live recording that requires a close listening because it involves whispers.
Don't you know? Talking about a revolution, it sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, ho? They're talking about a revolution, it sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know they're talking about a revolution? It sounds like a whisper. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? Who are people gonna rise up? Take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Always said you better run, 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 run.
talking about a revolution. Finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh, oh, wow. Standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those arms of salvation. Wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? Besides, and finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Talking about a revolution. Oh, oh, no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, oh, no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, oh, no.
Free spirit men, some grew hemp on the plantations. All had slaves, they didn't free them. All had slaves and some. Jimmy James Madison didn't give two flips about anyone. Polk's Manifest Destiny didn't work out for the Cherokee. Jimmy James, he said, the purpose of the government is to protect the minority of the opulent from the majority. Party system seemed like one, gold at the top and the rest on rickety raggedy rungs. We got the money, we got the guns, we got greed and idiocy and embarrassment to everyone with any sense of decency. The purpose of the government is to protect the minority of the opulent from the majority. The purpose of the government is to protect the minority of the opulent from the majority. Populations, prisons populate, prophets, predictions, our politicians salivate. Ellsberg, Manning, Snowden, Davis, heroes and dissidents, we all could use a daily dose of
civil disobedience. We all could use a daily dose of civil disobedience. We all could use a daily dose of civil disobedience. We all could use a daily dose of civil disobedience. The purpose of the government is to protect the minority of the opulent from the majority. The purpose of the government is to protect the minority of the opulent from the majority.
That is a live history lesson from Pamela Means and the Reparations. Using the words of James Madison, quote, "The purpose of the government is to protect the minority of the opulent from the majority." And Tracy Chapman opened with a live recording of Talking About a Revolution. You know, if we have a revolution, the purpose of the government will be to protect the majority from the opulent minority. Here's Anne This is Anne Feeney with her history lesson about Emma Goldman.
One, two.
She told me the state is my enemy. The lady on the left saying property is there. Slammer couldn't keep her mouth shut. J. Edgar Hoover couldn't move her from my heart. I'm talking Emma, Emma, Emma Goldman. Emma, Emma, hey! I heard her screaming about the meaning of the black flag. She said if I can't dance, it's not a revolution. J. Edgar Hoover couldn't move her from my heart. I'm talking Emma, Emma, Emma Goldman. Emma, Emma.
She told me, the state is my enemy, a lady of the left saying property is theft. A year in the slammer couldn't keep her mouth shut. J. Edgar Hoover couldn't move her from my heart. I'm talking Emma Goldman. She said, if I can't dance, it's not a revolution.
Thank you.
knocking upon the Queen's door. He said, I am not fighting for you anymore. And the Queen knew she'd seen his face someplace before. And slowly she led him inside. He said, I've watched your palace up here on the hill, and I've wondered who's the woman for whom we all kill. But I am leaving tomorrow, and you can do what you will. Only first I am asking you why. Down the long narrow down. He said, I see you now, and you are so very young, but I've seen more battles lost than I have battles won, and I've got this intuition says it's all for your fun. And now will you tell me why? Well, the young queen, she fixed him with an arrogant eye. She said, you won't understand, and you may as well not try. But her face was a child's, and he thought she would cry. But she closed herself up like a fan, and she said, I've swallowed a secret burning thread. It cuts me inside, and often I've bled. And he laid his hand in on the top of her head, and he bowed her down to the ground. And tell me how hungry more than she ever could say. But she knew how it frightened her, and she turned away and would not look at his face again. He said, I want to live as an honest man, to get all I deserve and to give all I can, and to love a young woman who I don't understand. Your Highness, your crown, it had fallen, and she thought she would break. And she stood there, ashamed of the way her heart ached. And she took him to the doorstep, and she asked him to wait. She would only be a moment inside. Out in the distance, her order was heard, and the soldier was killed, still waiting for her word. And while the queen went on strangling in the solitude she preferred, the battle continued on.
Queen and the Soldier by Suzanne Vega, which depicts the soldier asking the queen to end a war, but she has him killed instead. She doesn't want to concede any power or show any vulnerability. Cranberries and the late Dolores O'Riordan followed, well, preceded actually, with an acoustic version of Zombie. Next up, we have Lake Street Dive, and they're more known for their gifted lead singer, Rachel Price, than their politics, and they're just going to be making do.
Christmas. You're working harder than ever now in the coffee sacks. You know Colombia and Kenya got too damn hot, and now you're making do with what you.
When you're making do with what you've got, you gotta make it do a lot more than ever. And you don't even know what you've lost, a perfect paradise of too many guilty pleasures, and you pay the cost to the next generation. Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! You're listening to Valley Free Radio, WXOJLP 103.3 FM in Northampton, Massachusetts. Today, community broadcasting is more important than ever. Corporate interests affect what music we hear on commercial radio, and real news and opinion take a backseat to ratings and profits. Valley Free Radio is owned by its members, operated by volunteers, its programming created by your friends and neighbors, and it's wholly supported by the community. Please consider going to www.valleyfreeradio.org/donate to support free speech in the Pioneer Valley. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And we're going to have Patti Smith take us home with Power. People Have the Power. And thanks for listening. And we'll see you next Sunday when Words and Music will be sharing songs about the walls that keep us separate. Here's Patti.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fred and Patti Smith.
Thank you.
just dreaming, in my dreaming, of an island bright and fair. In my sleeping, it was broken, but my dream, it lingered near. In the farmer, shining valleys, where the pure air that I'd awaken to the cry that the people have the power to redeem the work of fools from the meek. The grace is shower, it's decreed that people rule. People have the power. People have the power. People have the power. Deserts, I saw fountains of cream. The waters rise, and we strolled there together. When none to laugh or criticize, and then the leopard and the lamb lay together, truly bound. Well, I was hoping, am I hoping to recall what I found? I was dreaming. Dreaming, God knows, or of you, as I lay down into my sleeping, will I commit my dream to you? People have the power. People have the power. People have the power. People have the power. The power to dream.
Through our youth.